Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode on Tosh Base. As always, I am super excited to be talking to you. Thank you so much for joining my space and allowing me to join your space. It's nothing but love and appreciation. In this episode, you'll be hearing from Kristen. Now, Kristen is a relationship and life coach, and in this episode, she actually shared how she went from broke and broken to pretty much reinventing herself and thriving now in her coaching business. She also shared that she is releasing a book in May. You don't want to miss it because relationships are so important. And when we learn how to get it right, everybody's happy. We also spoke about how women can get their power back after a breakup. And Kristen shared 3 R's, and they are release, reframe, and reinvent. And she also shared some other good nuggets as to how we can do that. And it's always important, or always good, to talk about, you know, empowerment and positive energy, just appreciating all the abundance that surrounds us. And I just really hope that you'd find it useful. So just stay with me so you can hear all the good stuff that we talked about.
Hi, this is Oshane Mays, and you're tuned into Tosh Base with Chantal.
Kristen, welcome to Tosh Base. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation, you know, to join me on this platform. It's a pleasure. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It is my pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm happy to hear that. All right, so let's start with an introduction so, you know, the world can know who you are and why you're here.
Okay, so my name is Kristen Muko. I am a certified life and relationship coach. I help women get their power back after a breakup. Mm-hmm. And I help them process the breakup in a healthy and effective way. Mm-hmm. And position themselves so that they can attract healthy relationships, healthy future relationships, love themselves genuinely, and just be confident and feel confident in their own skin.
Wow. And that's powerful. And we need it, you know, especially today, where we see women are being victimized left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need this. So I am happy that you're doing this. And since we're still in Women's History Month, I'm just going to ask, you know, what's the message that you'd want to share with all the women that are listening now?
I mean, there's so much, but for the women who are listening to this right now,
mm-hmm.
I really want to say, just be patient with yourself.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you're going through, I know life is hard. You know what you're feeling, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this tendency of showing other people patience and tolerating patience with other people. But when it comes to ourselves, we get so judgmental and we criticize ourselves so much. So I'm just urging you to just be patient with yourself. Celebrate mm-hmm. the small wins.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how small they are, celebrate the wins. And just start appreciating yourself and your life for where you are right now, right this moment. Mm-hmm. We don't have any other moment but the moment that we have right now.
Yes.
You see how powerful that is?
Yes. Yes,
so,
yes.
If we waste our time worrying about the past or worrying about the future,
mm-hmm.
we're taking so much joy and appreciation from this present moment.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I start with whenever I coach my clients, I noticed a trend.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask my clients, how is your week going?
Mm-hmm.
Or how did your week go? And they would start telling me all sorts of stuff, bad things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 times. So what I did as a result of that was I now start my session asking my clients what's going well.
Yes.
So that I position them to shift the mindset of anything that may have happened mm-hmm. in the past week, any negativity. And I just have them release that negativity and focus on what's going well, all the positive. Because no matter what a hard how bad the situation is, there's some positive message that God or whoever you believe in is trying to send. And once you refocus and you position yourself to accept that message, that's when you're able to just reap the benefit of what's happening.
Man, I wish you could see my face. I'm just smiling right now because, like I just agree with everything that you're saying. And it's just really powerful. And since you spoke about positioning yourself and you spoke about positivity, I want to know what keeps you going.
What keeps me going?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. My children, I have two kids. And it just sounds so weird saying that. So I have a 7-year-old boy. He lives in Jamaica. He goes to school in Jamaica right now.
Okay.
And I just welcomed my beautiful baby girl. She's literally 2 months old.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you so much. It's just an amazing experience. And what keeps me going is just knowing that I need to leave a legacy for my children. And making them see their mom in a light where they just admire her. You know what I mean? That's the most important to me. I want my kids to look up to me as their mother and know that their mom lived her best life, that they can live their best life, being the best version of themselves.
Yes. That's really nice. All right. So I want you to take me back to your life before becoming a certified relationship coach. You know, what or whom inspired your decision to get into that?
I'd say my experiences inspired my decision. I was born in Jamaica, I was partially raised there, and I lived part of my life in NYC, the Bronx to be exact. And it was an interesting upbringing, I must say. I experienced molestation at a very young age. I was around 10 from a family friend. And that has impacted my life greatly. Even to this day, I thought I had moved on, but I was recently talking to a therapist a few months ago, and I found out that I suppressed my feelings instead of moving on. So that was an interesting fact to learn about myself.
Life is uncertain, many ups and downs, I know, but you'll never be alone or be left in the cold. Touch base on Tosh Base with Chantal.
So it was hard. I got into a lot of fights going to school. I mingled with a lot of people at a very young age. I was just a lost soul, to be honest with you. Because of my horrible behavior, my aunt packed me up and shipped me back to Jamaica. She was like, no, take your child, I can't. Yeah, so when I got back to Jamaica, I was just this angry child. I was getting a lot of fights at school. My mom was at the school ever so often. She ended up getting a job there. That's how often, I'm serious, dead ass serious. That's how often at the school. She got so close to the teachers, to the principal, she ended up working at the school.
Wow.
Yes. So I was just a very troubled young lady growing up. I perceived as though I was confident. That no one knew what I was struggling with. No one knew. Because I put on this front. This powerful front that anyone could believe or anyone believed, everyone believed. It was just a powerful front. So I appeared to be so powerful and so happy. But when I'm by myself, I was afraid. I was afraid of the dark. I recently got over that fear. I struggled with panic attacks, anxiety attacks. It was just a lot going on that I couldn't process on my own. And it has affected me so much to the point where I made wrong decisions going into toxic relationship after toxic relationship until the relationship moved from toxic to abusive. And that was one of the main, that was my previous relationship I came out of. It was just the icing on the cake for me in the way I position my life right now. It was a verbally, physically emotional abusive relationship, financially abusive relationship. It was just the worst. Just imagine the worst relationship you could ever be, ever be in. And because I had lack of self-worth, lack of confidence, I stayed with the false hope of things will be better, things will get better. You know, but it didn't. Of course, it didn't. Victims of abusive relationship a year have, we have this trauma bond. We have the false hope of things going back to where, when it was just started, and the love was there and the charm was there, but it just gets worse.
I love how you spoke about the fact that you, as to why you stayed. And sometimes I think we use the word to say that we don't want to start over because, you know, it would be too much. But at the same time, you really said something that's so important. You said that, you know, because you weren't either having enough confidence or because of self-worth, lack of self-worth, you know, so that's why you stayed.
Yes. And that, I just want to touch on the point that you just said, afraid of starting over. A lot of my clients, people who I do a breakthrough session with, that's the main issue that I'm hearing. And for me as well, it was the fear of starting all over, because you invest so much energy, time, money in relationships to the point where you just, it almost seems like it's impossible for you to start over. And that's why from breakup to startup is such a powerful program. It really digs into the importance and letting women know that it is totally okay to start over. Start from the bottom if you have to. When I left my abusive relationship, I left with $5 in my pocket. Mind you, we had a business together that I invested. I packed up everything from when I was in NYC, moved back to Jamaica, invested every single penny I had in the business and in our home. And when I realized that I needed to get out, I planned my escape, knowing that there's a possibility that I will come up with nothing. And I did. Everything was taken away from me. Money, everything, accounts were frozen. Everything was taken away from me. So when I came back to the States, I only had but $5 in my name. I started from the bottom. I hit rock bottom.
Sorry, say that bottom. Again. You started from what? From where?
The bottom.
Oh, okay.
So that's when it was just rock bottom for me. And I was ashamed. I was nervous. I was lost. I was scared. But then I just, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I think that's what keeps women tied to toxic situations, because we don't know when to leave. And we hesitate to leave because in fear of what people may think of us, in fear of starting over, in fear of not being able to see our life without that individual. That is a limited mindset that we carry. We build our lives around a man or around an individual so much that we are unable to see our lives without him.
Yeah.
And that's a very dangerous way to live your life.
Yeah, I agree with you. Once you start looking for, what do you call it? A backup, or not necessarily a backup, but once you start looking for validation from somebody else, and as you said, depending on somebody, it's like you really don't know who you are. I really do agree with that. You mentioned your initiative or your program from breakup to startup. I want you to tell me about a little bit more about that. What does it do, and, you know, the benefits and so on?
My initiative with From Breakup to Startup is to let women know that they always have a choice, and realize that choice isn't, power isn't the choice, and choice isn't the power.
Yes.
So a lot of times, I don't want to give an example, right? Remember how I said I started with $5 in my name?
Yes.
When I came back to the States, I was practically homeless, living with people for a month and moving from there to the next. It was just a mess. And I finally settled in Connecticut. I worked. I got a job at KFC. I did not want to go there. I did not want to work there because of shame and I look down on it because that's not where I was coming from. I was coming from owning my own business and working in a corporate company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was very ashamed because it's the only thing that I could get. And I remember coming home one day and I was crying. I was so depressed. I was stressed. Oh my goodness. I was crying. And the person that I was staying with at the time looked at me and said to me, "You know that if you don't want to stay there, you can leave, right?"
Mm.
And in that moment, I'm telling you, it was so powerful. So mm-hmm. simple, but mm-hmm. yet so powerful.
Mm.
Because I had forgotten that I had a choice.
You had a choice, right, right.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten that it was up to me, or it is my responsibility to make something of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was stuck in the victim mindset.
Mm.
Who goes there? But hate, resentment, lack of self-worth, no confidence, low self-esteem, nothing grows in the victim mindset mentality.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I decided to take my life into my own hands. And when I say that I'm not exempting God at all, what I'm saying is I need to use my experience as a leverage
mm-hmm.
to do better for myself
mm-hmm.
and my child. I only had one at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my child. So my initiative with From Breakup to Startup is just to let women know that they have a choice. No matter what it is, you have a choice. You can either play the victim
mm-hmm.
forever and blame he, she, or the old lady,
mm-hmm.
or you can take responsibility, take accountability, which gives you the power to make the change that you need.
Yes.
And a part of From Breakup to Startup initiative is to show women a way in which they can become the best version of themselves.
Mm.
All that you need already exists within you. It's already
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
my job to help bring it out. I don't want magic. I'm not a magic worker. I just help to bring out what's already there in you, because sometimes you need a little help to see it.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that you want to become, the best version of you, is already in you. You have to feed her and just give way and have her come out and have her lead the way. Definitely one of the initiatives is also to increase women's confidence.
Nice. Okay.
Become a high valued woman. You walk with confidence. You walk into a room, you light it up. You take charge. People know they know when you're there because they feel your presence, because mm-hmm. they even see you.
Mm-hmm.
That powerful, confident woman. That's just what From Breakup to Startup does. It makes you just be the best version of yourself and just live life in abundance, like happy. And there's so much. And I wish I had realized it sooner. And mm-hmm. I kind of don't, because if I had, I wouldn't have been here. but life is just amazing.
Yes.
When you understand certain logics and certain concepts of life,
mm-hmm.
man, it's amazing.
It is. It is. It has a lot of lessons. And as you rightfully said, if you did not experience what you did, then you wouldn't have been able to, you know, be such an, what would you say, like have such an impact on some women now who are going through that sort of thing. So as you rightfully said, it's important to pull out what is already inside, and also to depend. As you said, it's important for us to know that we have a choice. And as I was listening to you, I was just thinking about somebody who is in an environment where sometimes we really do have a choice of the external environment. But if you realize we always have a choice with the inner environment, and I'd link inner environment to your inner thoughts. So I just really liked what you said, that we have a choice at the end of the day, you know, as it relates to what we allow to affect us. And that sort of thing. So, yeah.
You know, what you said was just so powerful. Absolutely. The mm-hmm. inner part of you always have a choice, because a lot of people would think it's physically.
Mm-hmm.
So, physicality is only one aspect of it. There's a mental aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And the belief that we have, it creates our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
create our thoughts. Thoughts creates our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the feelings creates the action.
Action, yes, yes.
So, when we target the belief,
mm-hmm.
that whole cycle change, that whole domino effect happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in an environment that you can't physically change at the moment, work on yourself within.
Mm-hmm.
Do that inside work.
Yes.
And shift that belief. It takes guidance. Because belief is something that is embedded in us. The home is a primary source of education.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever home, whatever culture you were born in, that's the belief you automatically adopt.
Mm.
So it's going to take a work, but it's going to take some work. But as you said, once you just do that interior work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So tell me, because I know you spoke about your clients, so I know you have success stories. So in terms of the possible impact of the initiative, you know, like why women need to be a part of something like this. Let's hear that.
I strongly believe women need to be a part of something like From Breakup to Startup,
mm-hmm.
because it keeps us grounded and mm-hmm. It reminds us of it's not perfect. Life is not perfect. Situations won't be perfect, but it reminds you that, you know, we spoke about choice. It reminds you that we always have a choice of how we respond to certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
From Breakup to Startup, we learn about handling and managing expectations.
Mm-hmm.
We learn about setting healthy boundaries, communicating those boundaries effectively, and setting consequences for people who basically cross those boundaries, holding mm-hmm. those people accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So we discuss that. We speak also about how to improve our confidence level. So it's definitely something I think a lot of people who are going through something like a breakup or divorce could definitely use in their life. It is impactful. It is definitely life-changing. My clients have seen a lot of results, and not only in their relationship, but it spills over in their career, in their health as well,
mm-hmm.
their spirituality, because mm-hmm. how we do one thing is how we do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a look at something that I call the five quadrants of life.
Which say that again?
Oh, no problem. We take a look at something that I call the five organs of life.
Mm-hmm.
What that is it consists of relationships, career, finances, spirituality, and health.
Mm-hmm.
And when one area is out of line, in this case, the relationship might be, and chances are then other aspects is out of whack as well.
Yeah.
There's some problem in the other area because everything correlates. So the mm-hmm. goal of From Breakup to Startup is to fix one area and have other areas be automatically fixed as well, because
true.
Everything correlates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when you have everything working together, you're able to live that fulfillment of a life and an abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I think all women can use improvement. There's always room for improvement. And it's when women go through the program and see how powerful it is, they are definitely able to use what they learned, what they've been taught, and position it into their everyday life.
Mm. Yeah, that's lovely, and I love that you call it the five organs of life. It just sounds crucial. It just sounds important. Like, you know, like these areas are necessary. Because if we even link it to the organs in our body, we need our organs. So I love mm-hmm. that. I love that. It has
Thank
meaning.
You. And also, just to touch on it a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
the organs in our body work together.
Mm-hmm.
We have a circulatory system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without one, the other one won't function properly.
Right.
So that's just the concept of it. Like, you need all these areas of your life to function in unison to
mm-hmm.
live a truly fulfilled life.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right, so I want you to give me, I know you spoke about your program, and in previous conversations, you know, with you, you told me about a book, right? But
yes.
You said it will be launched in May, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I don't want you to tell me everything that's in your book, because I don't want to ruin it and I want people to buy it. But give me three ways how women could move on after a breakup. And so Because, you know, we want them to sign up for the program. We want them to buy the book. We want them to support. We want them to recommend people. So, you know, I just want you to tell me, just give them a little sneak peek. So give us three ways how they could actually move on.
Excuse me. I'll be happy to. Mm-hmm. So in the book, we speak about, I call it the three R's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's release, reframe, and reinvent.
Wow.
So that's
release,
how you
reframe.
And reinvent.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you wanna. That's how you move on. That's the process I take my clients through. One of the process that is. So mm-hmm. we release. We release mm-hmm. all the hurt, the pain, the shame, the lack of self worth,
mm-hmm.
the low self esteem, mm-hmm. the anger. You know, everything that we came out of that relationship with. We release it,
mm-hmm.
and we do that by doing several exercises. One of that is called clearing the clutter.
Mm.
It's very important for us to declutter our surroundings.
That's true.
We're getting rid of the old and making way for the new, newness,
yes.
energy, positive energy. We're welcoming endless possibilities, and we're letting go of negative belief, and we're replacing those negative beliefs with empowering belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. That's the first step.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Okay.
When we talk about reframe, we're looking at replacing old, outdated belief
mm-hmm.
and replacing it with new empowering belief, which goes back to what I was saying earlier, releasing.
Yes, yes.
And when we talk about reinventing, we are reinventing a whole new... You ever heard about revenge body?
If I've ever heard about what?
Revenge body.
No.
That's like a program that insurance came up with. But this is a revenge, but for yourself.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not a revenge for the person that you've been with, but this is just like, hello, I'm here. I'm
mm-hmm.
here. And it's not only, it's so powerful because it's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual,
mm-hmm.
it's financial.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new person, but she's already there.
Yes, yes.
So when we talk about reinvention, we're talking about giving birth to that woman that's already inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing her out. We're making her shine. We're making, she's very high in confidence, and she's very, she has high standards. So she has healthy boundaries, and she is just a different woman. When people see you, they'll know it's you because of how you look physically.
Mm.
They won't recognize your energy. They won't recognize the way you talk, the way you move. There's something different about you.
Something different. Okay. Go on with yourself, you know? You might want to join a program, but you might be in a relationship to break up and go start again. But no, man. No, yeah, go on, man. Yeah, go on. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm.
Another way that we can move on from a breakup or a divorce is really taking a look at where we are, doing some self-evaluation,
mm-hmm.
looking at our present state,
mm-hmm.
and being completely honest with ourselves in that moment.
Mm.
Honesty with self is one of the most difficult things that you're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you write those things down, and then we look at the desired state. So we evaluated the present state already, right? So
mm-hmm.
then we move to the desired state. What is it that you want?
Yes.
When you get that, what does it feel like?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? What would you say? What would you feel? How would you act? You know what I mean? So we look at the desired state versus the present state. And then we see what it takes to get to there. So what are the things that I need to give up? What are the beliefs that I need to let go of in order to get to that present state, that future state that I want to go so bad,
mm-hmm.
that I desire to be at?
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful exercise.
It is. It sounds good. And I love how you said that you spoke about desire, because oftentimes we know what we could make a list to say, oh, this is what I want from somebody. But at the same time, some of us, I can't say all of us, some of us forget to write what we have to offer. So I really love how you say, think about the desired state. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. And I'm glad you said that, because women in particular, and I'm going to share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
Women in particular, when it comes to asking for what we want,
mm-hmm.
we shy away from it for some reason. it could be that we don't believe that we're deserving of it,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to a point that I want to talk about next. Remind me, deservability. Remind me, let me just write that down before I forget it.
Okay.
I talk about that. So we either feel like we don't deserve it or we're not worthy of it.
Right. So
we're afraid to ask for it because deep down we know that we don't deserve it. We feel like we don't deserve it. And that could be because of past experiences and worthiness. We talk about being worthy of something.
Mm-hmm.
So when I find that when I walk my clients through the desired state, they hold back.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you why they hold back. Because even though I'm telling them this is the present state, no, let's move on to desired state. Mm-hmm. They're still considering things from the present state to limit them to where they want to be.
Mm-mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like they are unable to move forward and to truly dream. Let's call it dream.
Yeah,
and desire what they truly want and nourish that part of them that truly wants it because they're looking at their current situation or their past experiences to limit them from the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really powerful what happens here because there's a shift. There's a shift in ecology and there's a shift in mindset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Monza. No, the girls say ecology and mindset. No, go on. I love it. Go on.
Yeah. So you have to be patient because the critter brain is something that keeps us. The critter brain is a part of the brain that's designed to keep us safe.
Yes.
Any new thing, the brain will signal. Any new things come about, the brain signals warning sign and keeps you stuck. That's why people feel like they're stuck. You're not stuck. Your critter brain is just working overtime to keep you where you are.
Mm.
But it's doing it because it wants to keep you safe because it's not used to what's coming. It's only used to your old habit.
Yeah.
So it's a slow process and it's a process that takes patience and it takes time to get you from the present state to desired state.
And I can also sense fear in that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yes. So desirability basically is, it shows up for people in a lot of areas. We're going to talk about, we're going to relate it back to the five areas of life. It shows up to us in our relationships, in our finances, our careers, our health, and our spirituality, right? Are we deserving of certain things? Am I deserving to have a good relationship? Am I deserving to be in the career of my dreams? Am I deserving to have that connection with God? And have everything that I want and trust and believe in God? Am I deserving to be healthy, the best shape of my life, to have healthy relationships? It goes in and it shows up in all the areas of our lives and finances. Here's a funny thing too. Here's a statement. I don't want to be rich. I just want to make enough to get by. That's a lack. That's a mindset that's obviously lacking, right? A lackful mindset. If we take a deeper look, it could be that you feel like you don't deserve to live a rich life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We grow up and we hear all these evil things about money. So we build this belief around money, thinking that money is bad, too much money, enough money is bad. So we just want to get by. I grew up hearing my mom saying, God just take me till next week. And he did just that.
Mm-hmm.
It took her only to next week, and then next week again she goes, God take me to another week.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no abundance in her statement. She only asked for what she thought she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to desirability because that's where she saw her mom did when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a powerful thing. And then when we talk about desirability, also linked to the either or mindset.
Okay.
Girl, you're gonna make me preach. I want to teach up in this bitch. Okay, so we're talking about the either or mindset, and basically what that looks like is we don't believe that we could have this, that, and everything that we want.
Mm-hmm.
We narrow it down to, okay, I could have the good job, but I'm not going to have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can have enough money, but I'm not going to be in the career of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can have enough money, but I'm not going to be in the best health of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the either or. You're limiting yourself saying that if I have this,
then you don't need
that. I can't have something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach my clients how to get rid of that either or mindset through a 4-step system that I have within the Breakup to Startup program.
Mm-hmm.
To let them know that you can ask for what you want and get it.
Yes.
And I break it down and I show them how possible. And it goes all the way back to the mindset, shifting that mindset to let my clients know that it's totally okay to have everything that you want. You don't need to have either or.
Yes.
You can have it all and more.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It makes sense. You know, it just sounds like, you know, manifesting and claiming and all of that. And, you know, just speaking it into the universe, you know, that's just so important. Like you said, it's important for us to know what we want, and it's important to ask for what we want instead of, you know, settling, because the either or sound like settling, which usually runs us in problem.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Settling. Absolutely. So, you know how I saw this meme once where they were like, oh, you ask a girl what she wants to eat and she never knows what she wants to eat. Believe that the girl doesn't know. She doesn't want to ask for what she wants.
Yeah, because she probably thinks it's too expensive, or is he going to say I'm too greedy, or, you know?
And it goes back to desirability.
Mm-hmm.
Had she known that she deserved whatever it is that she wants,
mm-hmm.
and to get a lobster is not that. It's expensive, but she's worth it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she deserves to eat expensive food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She would have no problem asking for that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just really love this entire conversation, you know. And you said something earlier, and I want to bring you back to that. You know, I don't want to run over it too quickly, because I think it was just really profound, and it was just good that you said it. When you said we were talking about settling, mm-hmm. and the either or mentality, and I have friends. And even I can't even use myself as an example too. You ever in a position where you met somebody and they're not your type, but you decide, say, all right, let me try. Or let me do this or whatever. So it's like you say, all right, they don't have this, but you say, all right, let me try because this is there. And then sometimes they're the worst. They're the worst. Like them just something them do, and it's like you look back and you say, but look at you too. You're not even deserving of this opportunity, and I gave it to you, and look what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I thought it was just so important when you said, when we were talking about settling or either or. So it's important for us to know what we want and the boundaries and everything from the get-go, because once you start mm-hmm. settling or decide to, all right, you know you're going to do this because you think, you know, them have no respect, and them just do what they want to do, and it just usually end bitter. So,
That
you spoke about that.
Oh yeah. What comes up for me as you said that is, we meet someone and we have this checklist, right? We have this checklist of what we want our guy to be like,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, there is no perfect person. There's no perfect girl. There's no perfect guy. So a guy won't come with everything that you have on your checklist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be in a relationship, you need to come with the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find yourself settling for something, but that's on your top five of what you need or what you want from a guy,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen over the time is you're going to be in that relationship, and you're going to end up building a sense of resentment towards the person
mm.
and towards yourself.
Mm.
And when that starts to happen, that's when the miscommunication, that's when the arguments and the toxicity comes in, because you're settling into something either because you don't think you're deserving of the relationship that you actually want, or you don't think that that guy is even out there.
Yeah.
You're hearing people saying, girl, there no perfect guy exists. You're too picky. Your standards are too high. No, they're not. It's what's important to you. I mean, if you say you want a guy with bowed legs, I'm just gonna put, I don't know why, where that came from, I'm gonna put it out there, with a certain type of leg. If you said that you want a guy that is financially stable, if you said that you want a guy that is living his purpose, right? Either if one of if either of those things are important to you, don't check it off your list if the guy doesn't have it. Don't say, okay, then I'll just live with him, or excuse me, not live with him, I'll just bear with him because it's okay. It's not okay because you truly want it.
Yes, yes,
You need to
yes,
honor
yes.
your feelings and honor your desires.
Honor your feelings and your desires, yes.
You're not doing that when you're settling for something that you know is important to you in the relationship.
Yep. And it hurt the most when it don't work out and you never honor your feeling or your desire. It's so true.
And
Yeah,
yep, that's
man.
waste of time.
That's so true. I really like this conversation. I want you to tell us though, tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you if they want to sign up for the program or they want to, just have a conversation with you, a meeting, whatever. How do they do that?
Okay, so you can book a free 30-minute session with me by going on my website, and that's www.frombreakup.com. To startup.com. And my calendar is up to date. You can get on my April schedule and book your sessions, and you can talk to see if I am a good fit for you, if I can be the coach for you, or if you're the right client for me. And you can also follow my Instagram page at From Breakup to Startup.com or Kristen Mika Life Coaching. That's KristenMeikle Life Coaching. I post stuff there as well.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Also, From Breakup to Startup right now is a 6-week program that I am currently, and I'm excited,
Hey.
transforming into an online course. So all the juicy stuff, everything is going to just be compact into a course where you can go online and purchase the course and just listen to the videos, do the exercises on your own time. And it also comes with one complimentary 1-hour phone call with me. You could either take that at the beginning, the middle, the end, whichever you feel like you most need it, as well as text messages, not 24/7, but throughout the day text messages. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. But I'm excited about that. I think a lot of women will definitely benefit from
Yes.
this online course.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I mean, relationships are very important, and what works and what doesn't work, we always need to know. So I think it would definitely be beneficial for those who need it. Kristen, I really love this conversation, and sorry that we have to end, but I like to end things on Tosh Base with affirmations. So let's hear what your affirmation is.
I have to say it, my affirmation that I want to leave with you and your listeners is I am me and that is my power.
Say that again, please. You went a little low.
I am me and that is my power. That is just so refreshing and a great reminder to let us know that we have what it takes already within us. And no matter how we look, external factors of other people's lives, and we kind of want that. You see something going well, oh my gosh, I wish I had that, I want that. You're never going to get it. You're never going to get that. The only thing that you're going to ever get is your life, and you're holding that. You only have one, right? So work on that person, work on yourself. That's where your power exists within you, because that's all you are, that's all you have, yourself. So that's what we just need to focus on ourselves and remember that we have the power to make the change, to make the choice, to leave something that's no longer serving us, or that's not serving our higher self. We have so much, and it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no to things that doesn't fulfill you without feeling guilty. There's no need to feel guilty. You can say no. So I am me, and that is my power.
I am me, and that is my power. Beautiful. I love it. And I just really hope that those who are listening will, and if they're in need, they will, you know, reach out to you. Or if they know somebody, they'll definitely pass on the information, because this is good. And I want to thank you so much for talking to me today. And I mean, I really like the conversation. Like I said, I don't know how many times I've said it, but you can get that I actually do. And thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, all the best with your course, your book, and your business in general.
So much, Tash. It was an amazing conversation. I really enjoyed it. And mm-hmm. Thank you for having me. I hope this message gets out to someone who needs to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help. I mm-hmm. love helping. And so please reach out if it's definitely something that you need help.
Okay, awesome. All righty. Thank you, Kristen.
Alrighty. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. So if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode, so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.